Manatee County Commission will discuss a plan to more than double the size of a phosphate mine in the county. Meeting takes place tomorrow. WSF's Steve Newborn takes you on a tour of the mine and speaks with some of the environmentalists who are against the plan.
The first hint that Mosaic's Wingate Mine is no ordinary phosphate mine comes when you drive down a dirt road and see a large dredge boat listing in a pond that can barely contain it. Drive a few more minutes and prepare to board a tugboat in a huge artificial lake.
Okay, so right now we're standing on the phosphater dredge, and they currently have the ladder up in the elevated position to perform the service.
I'm talking with Jason Berry. He's production manager at this mine on the far eastern fringe of Manatee County. It's a unique operation. Instead of using giant cranes called drag lines, Wingate mines with a floating platform that in effect creates a moving lake. Right now, the cutter is above water as workers change a giant drill bit.
It typically takes us 1 hour to check the cutter teeth, check all our oil levels, grease flagships, and things like that to make sure the dredge is ready to run another 24 hours.
As the dredge moves east, it pumps the mined material to a washer 2 miles away. Tailings, anything that's not phosphate, is pumped to the other end of the lake, displacing the water. That's where the old dredge I saw sits, in a small pool waiting to be scrapped.
This lake will actually just move into the Wingate East property. That overburden dredge pumps in behind where they've already mined, and that tailings pipe out there is filling in the backside of the lake.
So eventually where we're standing now is probably going to be solid ground with trees.
Sure, yes.
Bartley Arrington, the mine's land manager, will tell Manatee County Commissioners why Mosaic wants to expand to what they call Wingate East. At 4,000 acres, it would add to the current mine's roughly 3,000 acres.
We have existing facilities that we need to keep in operation. There certainly is a demand for what we do to help feed the world. And also, there are certainly some economic benefits that, you know, being in Manatee County or any county that we're in, that the county realizes as economic benefits.
Mosaic estimates the mine expansion will pump $16 million in property taxes into the county over the life of the mine. But to people like Glenn Compton, it's more than just money. It's about water, the land, and protecting wildlife.
Of all the places in the state of Florida, this is where you don't want to strip mine. It's in the headwaters of the Myakka River, which is one of the few wild and scenic rivers that we have, not only in the state of Florida, but the nation. It's also in the headwaters of the Peace River, which is drinking water supply for Sarasota and Charlotte County and many others.
Compton is chairman of Manasota 88, a regional environmental advocacy group that's planning to sue Mosaic over this and other nearby expansions. He's concerned that another clay settling area would be built in Wingate East. That's basically a lake with an earthen dam where mined byproducts are pumped.
We call them toxic slime ponds because they have heavy metals, they have arsenic, they're high in acid.
He notes that millions of gallons of contaminated water sank into the aquifer after a giant sinkhole opened recently under a gypsum stack at Mosaic's New Wells phosphate plant. While Mosaic took steps to make sure neighboring wells in Polk County were not contaminated, Compton remains concerned about the new proposal in Manatee and other possible expansions into Hardee and DeSoto counties.
And if the dams were to break on them, they would annihilate, and that's not too strong of a word, they would annihilate everything downstream for miles.
Mosaic says it undergoes rigorous federal permitting for all its projects and takes special precautions, regularly checking earthen berms around the settling areas. The final say is up to Manatee County Commissioners. Both the Planning Commission and county staffers have already come out in favor of the rezoning. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.
County Commission will meet at 9 tomorrow morning at the County Administrative Center on Manatee Avenue West in Bradenton.